Well, first, I'd like to note, and I don't remember this precisely, but 148 years ago, on March the 2nd in 1867, was the first regular meeting of the Board of Trustees of what was then called Illinois Industrial University.
I was there.
You were there? I don't think there's any other volunteers to jump in on that.
Well,
I would also say, as I've been told, that on March the 2nd in 1868, so just a little under a year later, the university opened for classes. So really, this day and this time is kind of known as the birthday of the university, or as some have called it, Founders Day, and celebrating Founders Day. So by whatever name, this is a significant time. We talked about yesterday being a significant meeting of the trustees and a committee, but it's also for the history of the university. It's now an opportunity for us to install our newest trustee. As many of you know, Jill Smart is also joining our board. Unfortunately, Jill had a business commitment. She's somewhere in Eastern Europe. I'm not exactly sure where, but she will be with us in May. But Ray, if you would join me at the podium, and we'll formally add you. And I want to make sure that I do this correctly so that you're officially installed properly. The statutes of the state of Illinois, which created the university in 1867, prescribe the powers of the trustees to include to establish and provide for an educational program, to hold and convey property, and with your background that'll certainly be appropriate, to provide the requisite buildings, apparatus, conveniences, etc., etc., etc. There's more to it. University of Illinois statutes promulgated by this board, not necessarily this board, but the board of the university, emphasizes the responsibility of the board. Those include to secure the needed revenues for the university and to determine the ways in which the university's funds shall be applied. And they make clear the distinction between the formulation of policy by the board versus the execution of policy by the president, by the officers, and the other bodies of the university under the authority delegated by the board. In essence, we don't run the university, we set the policy and we hire the people to do it. Beyond these formal specifications is a tradition of really dual stewardship to the people of the state of Illinois, but also, and the university community, which is very important, but also the interrelationship that we must be constructed to maintain by each of us as trustees for the university and for the people. My colleagues and I on the board, number one, appreciate your willingness to serve, and we formally welcome you to what is really a difficult but very important task, and hopefully one that you'll really enjoy, and we look forward to your participation on the board. And I will proudly present to you your trustee pin, and again, thank you very much for agreeing to be a trustee of the University of Illinois.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Now, if the president and president-elect would come up, we'll get a formal picture.
Sure.
I'm not sure where we want the picture to just get together.
Get together. In front of the sign. Bob, if you can move over to
front of this,
the left,
so we make sure we get the
back. Front of the, away from the screen. So.
Are we okay here?
Yep.
Turn this way.
Got it? Very good. Okay, Ray, now you're official and you're responsible. Welcome.
Thank you.